Extract from The Habitat Effect, page 35, starting with a quote from the Eagles' song, Already Gone, which some of you may know. So often time it happens, we all live our life in chains, and we never even know we have the key. So how well do you cope with life's ups and downs? The most difficult periods can be the times of greatest gain, the times when you develop inner strength, resilience, and appreciation for those who have supported you. Plato gave us words of wisdom which are as true today as they were in 400 BC. How singular is the thing called pleasure, and how curiously related to pain, which might be thought to be the opposite of it, for they never come to a person together, and yet those who pursue either of them are generally compelled to take the other. They are two, and yet they grow together out of one head or stem. This quote from Plato suggests that pleasure and pain are two sides of the same coin. If we pursue one, we open ourselves up to experience the other. Yet even within painful experience, there can be a constructive aspect. For it's in learning from our weaknesses and our pain, as well as from our strengths and our pleasures, that we make real progress. And when everything's going brilliantly, it's easy to be happy. And that we can celebrate. The extra challenge is to maintain a life well lived when times are hard and difficulties encircle us. After all, if self-improvement and feeling purposeful were an instant quick fix, then we'd all have it sorted by now. The philosopher Epictetus suggested that it's not events themselves that cause us to have problems, but rather our beliefs and opinions about those events. You alone have the power to view your daily dramas, problems and suffering as opportunities for learning, for change and for renewal. On this note, the Chinese word for crisis is made up of two components, the symbol for danger and the symbol for opportunity. Each time you experience the painful side of life, you can also explore the inherent opportunity.